If you have the idea, why not be the person who gets credit for the idea? And the only way you're going to get credit for the idea is if you speak up. Hello, and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. On the show, I interview peak performing innovators in the creative, social impact, and earth conservation spaces. I also bring you ideas and techniques that you can grab and use to set goals, create, and unlock your potential for changing yourself and the world. And now let's get to the show. And welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. Thank you so much for being here. I want to talk to you about something today that you've probably seen if you're driving anywhere, if you're going anywhere. You've seen the thing that says, if you see something, say something. So I want to talk to you a little bit about the importance of that. Why is it at all important to say something if you see something? Well, yes, of course, the government is doing that because if you see something potentially dangerous, they want you to alert them so that they can do something about it. Absolutely. But that mindset is actually also important in other times. If you see someone in trouble and you can assess the situation and you go, oh, I need to get involved, or oh, I need to say something to someone in authority who could help, that if you're helping someone defenseless, that's also a really good idea. But the other part of this is, let's say you're at work and let's say you see something going on that isn't correct, that the process is wrong or that it could be improved even, then one thing that you can do is to say something and speak up and go, hey, this is something that I see and there I think is a better way of doing it. And if your boss, if your leader is someone who gets it, then they'll go, oh, you have a better way? I don't know your job as well as you do. Let's hear about it. If you have a leader who doesn't say that, if you have a leader who's like, oh, hush up, we don't want to talk to you about this, in company speak, but you know what I mean. You know when you hear that, right? You know when the person you're talking to doesn't really want to talk to you. They don't meet your eyes. They say things like, oh, we're going to need to take this matter up later. They don't want to talk to you. If they don't make you a priority, if they don't make what you have to say a priority, then that might be a really good clue that it's time to move on from your job. Because frankly, if a leader is a real leader, they will want to know what the people they're leading have to say, because a leader isn't going to know all of your jobs. They're just not. They have to trust you to know your job. But not only that, but they also need to trust that you are the kind of person who A, knows your job, and B, knows when something's wrong, and C, knows what could be made better, right? That's what innovation is all about, actually, is when you go, huh, there's a problem here, and I can come up with a unique creative solution for it. But coming up with the creative solution isn't the only thing you have to do. You've got to tell somebody about it. You need to communicate, hey, I found a different and better way. Can we try it? What do you think? Those are the kinds of things that you need to be doing and saying in order to really to be a healthy part of any team. You need to be speaking up. However, confidence plays a role here and it can be a challenge. So one of the first things that you need to do is suss out for yourself how you feel. How do you feel? Do you feel confident speaking up and really having your say? And if you don't, then perhaps doing some meditation or some deep breathing will help you gain more confidence. But also, is there somebody higher up in the company where you work that you can talk to and sort of say one-on-one, these are the things you're thinking about. What do they think of this? Before you bring it up in an all-hands-on-deck meeting, this might be a really good thing to try. And what makes doing that important? What makes going, you know what, I have this idea, I have this thought, I think there's a better way of doing this, important? Why would you want to do that? Well, first of all, if you believe in the mission of your company, if you believe in what the company is trying to do, then of course you want to make it better. You want to make it more streamlined. You want to make it easier, more productive, more creative, more innovative, all of those things. And frankly, if it's your idea, you deserve the credit for having put up that idea, right? I mean, I know it sounds kind of weird, but it's true. If you have the idea, why not be the person who gets credit for the idea? And the only way you're going to get credit for the idea is if you speak up. If you stay silent, someone else might have it. And that's great. At least the idea is out there because that means it's a good idea. but they're the ones getting the credit. And this isn't a one-upsmanship kind of thing or one-upspersonship thing. More, it's if you have an idea, it does take some confidence to take a chance and say something about it. And if you say something, then someone might go, hey, that is a good idea. Let's see about pursuing it. And that opens up opportunities for you, right? That is so important. And that's how we do these things, right? We speak up because we see that something is wrong and needs to be fixed, or we see that something could be done better, or we see a unique way of solving a problem, which is innovation. We see something in a creative way that might change things way for the better, that might make things better at work or in our relationships with family and friends. If you see something that could be improved, that you could improve by speaking up, then it behooves you to speak up, right? That's something we don't think about very often. But yeah, we can be proactive in how we approach every single relationship we have. And by proactive, I mean you can communicate about it. If you see that something is an issue, if you see that something is amiss, if you see that something is wrong and you want to make it better, the best way to do it is to speak up and say something and go, hey, I'm noticing X is happening. Can we do something about it? And if so, what can we do about it? Right? Any question you ask is made better by what and how, as the first word in that question. So instead of going yes or no, the person goes, oh, how can we make this better? And you can ask yourself that question as well. When you're at work, when you're at home, when you're with friends, that's what I always ask myself. How can I improve this? I have a thing on my phone that says, on my lock screen of my phone that I put that says, leave it better than you found it. And one of the ways to leave it better than I found it is to, if I see something wrong, to speak up, to say, hey, this could be improved. Hey, this could be better. And I'm not doing it in a whiny, you know, finger waggling kind of way. Rather, I'm doing it in the way that allows me the opportunity to be part of the conversation. And when you're at work, especially if you speak up, suddenly you're part of the conversation, right? If you're working in the mailroom and you see that sorting letters could be done much more efficiently, speak up and say, hey, I found a way that could be much more efficient when we're sorting letters. If you are a middle manager, the same thing. I found a way that could be more efficient, more productive, more creative, more inspirational, more innovative to do X. So important. If you see it, say something and then have a plan. And that's important. It's not just, hey, this is wrong. Almost never do you want to just go, hey, this is wrong, unless it's an emergency and you need to go, wait, stop. That forklift is about to run this person over. That's absolutely speak up. But when you're doing problem solving, when you're doing innovation, when you're doing that kind of thing, have a plan of action in your mind or even written down before you say something, right? So say, hey, we could be sorting our mail better. And this is my idea for how, and then present that too, right? If you're getting the, oh, we don't want to hear it again. As I said earlier, that's not something that's going to be great for you. If they don't want to hear your ideas and you can start thinking about getting another job because you want to be a greater participant in what you're doing, then maybe you want to do that. If they do want to hear your ideas though, one of the things that might happen is you go, hey, I've come up with a more efficient way of sorting the mail. And the boss goes, oh, really? What is the idea? Or hey, let's hear it. And if you go, then it's not going to help, right? What you want to do is have something prepared to go, well, I've realized that if we both sort it as when it arrived and also alphabetically, then it'll be much easier. Or if we sort it by when it arrived and also by floor, it'll be easier to distribute the mail because we'll know all the fifth floor mail goes to the fifth floor, all the fourth floor mail goes to the fourth floor, et cetera, et cetera. I'm not sure what an efficient way of sorting mail is, but that's my thought on it, right? Like if I were going to come up with a, hey, I see that there's a more efficient or more innovative way to do this, I would want to have it prepared so that I'm not walking in blind and have the boss go, really? What is the answer to that? What is the solution to that? And I don't have the solution readily at hand. So figure out what your solution is, write it down, put down bullet points, and then be able to talk about it substantively. Very important. All right, cool. I am hoping that that got across. if you see something, say something works for you know, some of the political issues we have going on, but it also works really well in relationship situations. If you see something that's amiss, say something. If you're feeling a certain way, say something. But again, always have some sort of a plan, some sort of something you can say that will help the situation along, instead of just being the person who raises the alarm that something's wrong. Also have a solution, unless of course it's an emergency. I get that. Emergencies require the alarm, and then hopefully there's a process in place for dealing with the potential emergency. What I'm talking about is when you want to innovate something, or you want to solve a problem creatively, or you want to improve a relationship, a friendship, or your work situation. If you see a problem that needs solving, say something, and also have a plan of action in place to be implemented so that that problem actually can be solved. And hopefully you're working with and interacting with people who want to hear your opinions. That's so crucial. If who you're talking to doesn't want to hear your opinion, if they shut you down, that's a lot of very telling information. And I want you to really think about that. Is what you're saying being received well? If it is, great, keep going. If it's not, then that gives you information about whether or not you want to be there doing that speaking to begin with. And that might mean you have some tough decisions to make later on, but they are worthwhile decisions because you deserve to be hanging out with, working with, being in relationships with people who value you, your opinions, and your ideas. That's just the way it is. Until next time, this is Isolde Trachtenberg reminding you I have some coaching slots still available in my roster. If you want to get some coaching around confidence, around communication, and around creative thinking, drop me a line. Let me know. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, I remind you, as always, to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind. Thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate you being here. Please subscribe to the podcast if you're new, and it would mean the world to me if you told a friend about it. Today's episode was produced by Isolde Trachtenberg and is copyright 2022. As always, please remember this is for educational and entertainment purposes only. Past performance does not guarantee future results, although we can always hope. Until next time, remember to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind.